It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson. Starting on Monday, the idea that you need your phone to leave the house might get a little bit more real for tech-forward customers of Wells Fargo. The San Francisco bank's 13,000 cash machines around the country will allow you to withdraw money with your phone, assuming you've got the Wells Fargo app on your device. No debit card required. Mobile payment and wallet systems on phones haven't been huge hits yet. A recent survey from Pew Research finds at least 51% of U.S. adults have bought something using their phone. Antonella Provost and Stephanie Ormeno, both 20 years old and Wells Fargo customers, say they would try it as long as their phones had good security.
Like, you just carry your phone. You don't need to worry about how, like, carrying your car, you know, or forgetting
sometimes
your car.
You forget your wallet or something, or you can get your wallet
stolen. You won't forget your phone.
Yeah, you never forget your phone.
Excellent point. We'll continue for a moment on the security tip with Tiffany Rad, CEO and founder of the security firm Anatrope. Tiffany, thanks for chatting. How does this compare with using a debit card?
I think this might turn out to be more safe than using a debit card. Yeah. Huh. So one thing that I have had to do is my debit and credit cards are getting replaced by my bank all the time because of different types of compromises. And you also have to think about skimmers on ATMs, on gas pumps, even when you go out to eat at restaurants.
Yeah, this was going to be my question to you. Is there such a thing as a smartphone skimmer?
Not in the same kind of way. A skimmer is a physical device that hackers or bad guys might put onto ATMs or onto gas pumps. And what they do is, as you swipe your card, they take the information from it to commit fraud.
What happens if you lose your phone?
I tell anyone who does this, you might want to put an app on your phone where you can remotely wipe it, and you wipe it immediately. So I highly recommend a strong password on people's phones. And if that phone is lost, the ability to remotely wipe everything.
Mobile payments with your phone, which is now possible with Apple or Samsung devices, for instance, hasn't exactly taken off like a rocket. Do you think that this might take off? And do you think consumers are ready?
I think that consumers are becoming more ready about this. I think that there are still people I know that are not comfortable with online banking and they use physical checks to make payments. However, most people that I know that work in the security industry, we do a lot online. Maybe it's just the nature of we like technology and gadgets, but I'm comfortable doing my online banking. And this, I think, as the millennials start using more of these applications, I think that there will be more that we see and fewer physical cards and checks going around.
Fair enough. Tiffany Rad, CEO and founder of the company Anatrope. Tiffany, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today, Maya Kossoff, who writes about tech news for Vanity Fair. Maya, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. Yes.
All right. Several new secret documents.
I don't know. I've been stumped already.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. So this number, vague it may be, refers to the latest document dump from WikiLeaks as part of the Vault 7 leaks. This week's leak focused on Mac exploits from recent years. Where do you fall on the, like, surveillance paranoia Richter scale?
I'm not super paranoid, but I did recently pull an Edward Snowden or Mark Zuckerberg and put a piece of tape over my laptop camera. So I don't know how paranoid that makes me.
Well, you and I are equally paranoid then because I have also covered mine. All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, 120 listening sessions.
Ooh, like Drake's upcoming album, Apple Beats headphones. I got nothing.
It's the number of meetings that Uber board member Arianna Huffington says that she's had with female Uber employees over the past month since Uber's whole sexual harassment scandal came about.
Wow, that's a lot of listening. But, you know, listening is key.
She said that there was no evidence of systemic bad behavior at Uber and that there were only a few bad apples who were causing problems.
I don't know. How do you feel about that source?
I think that was the answer that Arianna had to give, right? If Arianna had come out and said there are systemic bad problems at Uber within its corporate culture, I think that would open up an entirely new can of worms.
Okay. One decade.
Is that how long we're going to have to wait until a new Frank Ocean album comes out?
I like our music guesses. This is good. That may be true. It may be true. But this is actually how long it will take for people who want to be able to take an electric powered commercial flight from London to Paris.
I think I would do it as long as I wasn't like the test, like the beta test person. Like if I could take like the third or fourth flight, I might feel better about it.
And they have to like come up with like a jet sound, like a fake jet sound.
Yeah, I need to pretend like I'm like on a real airplane, like a real jet fueled airplane.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, 376,000 accounts.
Oh, man, I got nothing this week. I'm really swinging for the fences and striking out.
Well, it's the number of Twitter accounts that were suspended in the last 6 months of 2016 for terrorism. What's interesting is over the same period 2 years ago, only about 125,000 accounts were suspended for the same kind of extremism. So I don't know whether this means that Twitter is actually getting better at addressing its terror-related problems or if this means that Twitter is like an even bigger dumpster fire than we thought it was in the first place.
I'm going with both. Maya Kosoff writes about tech news for Vanity Fair. Maya, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you.
And the Senate has now voted to scrap a bunch of user privacy rules for internet service providers, requirements for things like, an internet provider having to tell you if it was going to use your browsing history for whatever, like selling it to whomever. Normally, I'd say why someone somewhere thinks repealing these rules is a good thing. This time, I got nothing. So browse the internet like the whole world is watching, I guess. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.